My name is Annabelle Baker, and this is the second year that I've organized the Tongass Rainforest Festival Art Show. And last year was just such a surprise. We had so many interesting pieces that people, local artists and artisans from the community brought in. And so it was such a success that we decided to do it again. And as you can see, we've got quite a few pieces already and are expecting a few more to come a little bit later on in the afternoon.
Tell me about a couple of your pieces here.
Yeah, I've been doing this summer when I was out on the boat. We were out on the boat. Such a beautiful summer, pretty much all summer long. And so I was doing a lot of watercolors and ink. It's a way that I think brings out the watercolors, gives them a little more oomph from my perspective. And so I've done three pieces. One is of a bear playing in the water with a stick. And one is of a very good mother. She's a merganser, and she has lots of chicks left. We watched her protect those chicks along a river from an eagle, and she did a better job than a lot of other mother mergansers, so she has the chicks on her back. And then the last one is the shooting star, which is one of the earliest flowers in the spring, and so I was excited when I saw them on the banks of Petersburg Creek this year, so I did one of a piece on that.
Don Cornelius, you've got works in the show, of course, this year, and you did the signature piece for the show as well that's used on the poster. Tell me about that, the first piece here that was done for the to advertise the show.
Well, I'm inspired by a Canadian artist by the name of Donald Flather. Nobody's ever heard of him, but anyway, I like his work, and I decided to try a little bit of stuff that's a little more whimsical than the usual plein air paintings I do or representational paintings. So I had one similar to that in the Tongass show last year, and I decided to, I was commissioned to do this one, and I decided to make it a little bit bigger and add a little bit more to it. So Brian Pelz commissioned it, so I put Brian and his grandson in it, and their dog Sage, and more critters in that one, so plenty to look at in it.
And then this one over here.
This one's in a backwater in Blind Slough. A few of us went canoeing back in there a couple of summers ago. I stopped and right at the mouth of the slough. We took a hike right here, and looking back was this beautiful scene. So I took some photographs of it, and it ended up in the paintings.
And this is a more realistic painting here.
Yeah, definitely this one is more realistic. The other two I have are kind of more whimsical. So
I'm Karen Cornelius, and I have three different pieces in the show. It was really hard to decide what to paint because I love so much. I love the colors on a gray day. I love the colors on a bright day. I'm especially tuned to the reflections on water, and I like interaction. So in some of my pictures, you have to look closely because there could be some interaction that you may miss. And there is, in one particular picture, something very, protective action.
Protective action.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People just have to see it to understand it, or should we tell them the secret?
That is correct. They can just go and peek a little closer and try to figure out which one it is.
We have a wide variety of artwork in the show. We've got some Pia watercolors. We have some photography, just gorgeous. Some is quite close up, and some of scenery. Alice Young pastels. We have some items that are made from found objects like lichens. We have a couple of items from younger members of the community. We have a large pencil piece done by a 13-year-old in the community, Catherine Carroll. And you really have to come see it to believe it because it's a beautifully intricate piece and quite large that she's been working on this summer. So.
And then, you have photographs, paintings, sculpture,
calligraphy. We have
poetry.
Jewelry. 5 to 7 is the artist reception on Friday afternoon. It's a really nice time to come. You get to see the artists, and you can. We do have refreshments, and it's kind of a celebration and the start of the show. And then it will be open during museum hours, 10 to 5, the following week.